This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Every time I want to play Tecmo football with Marshall, they're out on remote. They were at Brick House the other day. They were at Wrigleyville Dog today. Sometimes they're singing the stretch. It's like big-time superstars. You see the way that Pat Hughes smiled at them? He's never smiled at me like that.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
By the way, Marshall Harris texted in. He said that Pat Hughes smiled because he saw a guy who isn't afraid and doesn't have weekly excuses to act like a duck and then project that on me in terms of Tecmo.
Hey, why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.
Wow. Speaks, you've ducked me the last two times I asked. Daffy is what I'm calling you from now on. I prefer Howard.
Every duck's got his limits, and you scum have pushed me over the line.
Jimmy, do you like to see what I see? A talking duck?
Yeah, that's it. I've been doing too much toot.
Marshall continues, I bet you got a Kevin Duckworth jersey on right now in the studio. I do not.
Wow, this is really committing to the bit. I like
it. Really is.
Kevin Duckworth. Duckworth, a local product out of Harvey, Illinois, who had to garner up a host of tickets for tonight's game.
Finding a whole bunch of different ways to call me a duck.
It was an easy recruitment because he always wanted to be a duck.
He really is.
You should be sponsored by Aflac, Speaks.
And folks, it's time right now to take a look at Hawk's favorite duck, the Aflac. Trivia question is here.
Yeah, I have really come to love that duck. I love that duck.
I love duck too. I love orange.
Joe McEwing will lead it off.
R.I.P. Gilbert Gottfried. Wait.
Meatloaf?
Chuck was furious. He just a complete brickhead. What a joke he is.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you for the next 4 hours. We are going to have a good time here on the show. Alex Kuhn is here with his headphones. He's ready to go. Tanny had the open for you. That man right there! That's Matt Spiegel.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? We are finally... Sorry, I didn't do it right. Hello. Okay, this is the way Alex did it the other day. I got to do it right so Alex's impression of me can live the way that it needs to. Alex, you do it. Go ahead.
Hello.
There we go. That's good.
That was pretty bad. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
First time was better. I think Tanny's... Tanny's idea is true.
But that's
try
always
it the second
way.
Time. Yeah,
it's always terrible. The way. The first time you're free and you're just relaxed.
It
and
just
then
happens.
You just start getting up in your own head. You're thinking too much.
Yep.
Troubles.
Thinking too much. Well, we're all here and we're happy that you're here. Here's what we have planned for you today. Jason Leisure is going to be on the show at 4 o'clock. Kendall Gill is going to join us at 5. At 3 o'clock, we're going to talk about Caleb's work ethic. There are other things to throw into that stew as well, including a conversation of what it's like to work for Jerry Reinsdorf.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a lot. And it really, it kind of leads to some of the problems that end up being like the big marquee soundbite that's out there today. Han on Tatis is really just symptomatic of the overall problem, in my opinion.
Yes, and we will get to that in 3 o'clock hour. Shout out to the folks over at Sabre. They sent us a retrospective book about the 2005 White Sox. I was like, sometimes you get books and you're like, ugh. And this time I was like, hell yeah.
Well, and it's the Society of American Baseball Researchers, and like all of them.
You still don't need cybermetrics to figure that out.
You don't, but it helps. But the Sabre guys, like the peoples, they all write an essay and then they get compiled and they get edited down and they choose the best ones. So there you go.
Have you gone to any?
I did. I went to one when it was at the Palmer House Hilton a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an absolute blast. And Mike Vec spoke and was just amazing at that thing.
I love to, when I'm out of town and I find other ones going on, I'm like, oh, this is great. So I've gone to a couple that they've done in Phoenix. I'm just like, oh, spring training, perfect time to kind of get yourself back into it and seeing some of the presentations. So I'm super excited to like crack open that book and thank them for sending it our way. Let's talk about the Cubs, because look at this. The best team in the National League. How about that?
And playing like it. Playing like it. And there's, I mean, they obviously have their issues, which people know about and we can discuss. And they will be doing things about those issues because we know it's a go-for-it year. And they're going to be active, you know, between now and the trade deadline. But just the way they play, I feel like Craig Counsell's doing a hell of a job. And there's a couple different things I want to throw at you about that. One is just the overall attentiveness of everybody on that roster, the quality of defense, the quality of base running. Because even last year, you know, as we would look at teams like the Brewers or other teams, like I always want to find out who plays clean, who's playing real clean, or like Cliff Floyd likes to call them, a button-up team. Cubs,
I guess a button-up team.
Dude, these Cubs play like a button-up team. So when you add that, when you have that as like the baseline to the quality of batting that's going on, the number of different hitters, and all the different individual performances, I don't feel like they're going to screw up the game. I don't feel like they're going to screw up a situation. Matt Shaw's playing great defense at third base. Like, they got a lot of pieces that are doing the right things. I feel like they are a button-up team, and that's kind of the overall sort of amorphous thing. You can't often pinpoint where the credit goes, but some of it, and I've got more specific things, but some of that has to go to the manager.
I would imagine that there is a standard that is being set. It also helps when you have players that do care about some of that stuff. Like, it's Ian Happ clearly cares about outfield defense and base running. Pico Armstrong, which I think is a bit of a wild card, we knew that he could go and get it out in center field. Watching his progress as a base runner to me has been joyous. We know that Dansby Swanson and Nico Horner in the middle of your defense are just excellent.
Michael Busch now, at the quality of first base that that dude is playing, I mean, just add it to that list.
You
Lawrence, keep going.
All of that stuff together, your catchers have been offensively phenomenal, and defensively they've been fine. So you throw all of that together along with guys that you don't expect to give you the defense from the pitching side. You didn't expect that Jameson Taillon was gonna, well, maybe we expected it. We know there's someone here who didn't, but you, the guy giving you quality start after quality start after quality start, it's a real stat. It's not like just something that we say. It's 6 innings or more, 3 earned runs or less equals a quality start.
And
it's not just our opinion of, man, that was, Speaks, would you say that that was a quality start?
It's an actual stat. And when you look cumulatively at the end of the year, look at who had the most, they are the best pitchers in baseball.
That's usually how it works.
So when you notice one when it happens, understand that when you add them up, you're looking at that.
And I get, if we went with the strict definition of quality start, then that pitcher would end up with a 4.5 ERA. I get that. But what we're seeing with Taillon is that he's going beyond it. And there is quality start plus, too. Mm-hmm. But they're just seeing that, seeing what Matthew Boyd has done far this season.
And what Counsell has done tangibly to me in terms of the bullpen.
Yep.
The bullpen and managing these personalities and these arms. The stuff, I don't know how many people noticed the stuff that played out with Ben Brown over the weekend. On Friday, they didn't have a starter for Saturday announced. And they asked Ben about it in pregame. He's like, I don't know. Guess you'll have to see. And he had a little smile on his face. because they used an opener, used Pomerantz for an inning, and then Ben Brown came out in the second and threw six innings of nine strikeout, one hit ball.
He was terrific.
And so that utilization to use the opener with Brown and the fact that Brown was in on it but didn't tell anybody and was super psyched about it and knew that it was going to work out, that is excellent use of the psyche of a young player right there. But look at all the roles. Daniel Palencia is emerging as a way better option as a closer than I would have expected.
Well, I'm not surprised, honestly, by this because the stuff was always there, and it was a management of stuff with Palencia that always bothered me. Like, he's got good stuff, and I do think that he needs to really add, like really get a secondary and tertiary pitch. But you knew that he had something that other guys in your bullpen didn't necessarily.
Well, that fastball is incredible. The slider doesn't really have enough bite, but they're just using fastball predominantly, and then slider is used as a changeup to change eye level, to change timing and stuff like that. But he's just going after him with fastballs, and he's spotting it so well up in the zone and, like, feeling himself now.
Yeah, when we were watching the game in the waiting room, as Molly Cruz likes to say it is, we were discussing this. Like, you and I were like, yeah, which would be better if he masters a slider? I personally think with a fastball like that, if he could really have an effective change. And the crazy part is, it doesn't need to be that special because he's hitting triple digits. If you could take a little bit off and tunnel it the right way, if you're throwing a change at 88, 89 off of that 100, ooh, that could be problematic for batters.
So you've got Palencia, who is growing more comfortable, not announced or anointed as the closer, because he doesn't do that. Council doesn't do that, but he certainly looks damn comfortable there. Quietly, Ryan Pressly has had good outing after good outing after good outing after having been slapped down and lost his job and now being built back up slowly from no leverage back into medium leverage.
So 8 runs that he gave up, and then since then he hasn't given up a run in 9 appearances.
We always knew that Council was really good at a pitching staff, and obviously Tommy Hottovy's very good at his job, but Craig is in full space command, and the way this pitching staff is being utilized and the bullpen is really just tangibly something you can give to the man who's a manager, because all of their mindsets have to be in the right spot to be effective, and right now they are.
When you go back to the hiring of Craig Counsell, these are the types of results that you expected. And for me, it's been a matter of, yeah, like, let's see what happens here once he gets an opportunity to really check out what's going on. And now that he's done that, that he's been able to sync up with the rest of the front office, because I consider him, especially with his background, to be a very important part of the Cubs front office, and his ability to interpret it as a manager and a guy who used to play in the major leagues, I think is significant. And you're seeing, what you're seeing with him is not manage, not paint by numbers. You're seeing, I'm going to work a little bit of feel in here. This isn't happening for this closer. All right, let's figure out ways to try to build him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the build him back part, and you see what's going on with Pressly, where it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And all these zeros that he's throwing up since that blow up back in early May.
Because he's going to need all these guys. He's going to need everybody. And he has a really nice way of talking to the public and talking to us, as he does every couple of weeks, and giving us some stuff, but not really announcing or anointing dudes in certain roles. And hopefully he's honest with them privately. It seems to be working because the club is attentive and playing button-up ball.
And Speaks, it's so... trying to figure out value for a manager has been something that over the last 15 years in sports talk, like, we've really delved into, and I'm not sure that anyone knows exactly how to quantify it, but I think you're right. I think that we're seeing, like, if you wonder why he's making the big bucks,
mm-hmm,
I think you're seeing it. There's another element to it that we need to talk to you on the other side of a break, and Speaks has got another demarcation line for your Chicago Cubs. We'll share it with you and what it means next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
The toughest in terms of like lack of days off part of the schedule starts as we go on the road on Tuesday, where we're like, it's basically 26 games in 27 days. So that's the real kind of grind. And that's obviously means, you know, we'll see some different lineups and we're going to have to be very cautious of our pitching and bullpen usage and things like that. So the Thursdays off has been a real, you know, I think it's been a real plus. It's a plus for any team, just the once a week. You know, we could argue that this is the schedule that Major League Baseball should use, like a Monday off every week. I think it really helps players be available, the best players be available more.
That was Craig Counsell with us last week talking about the schedule. The Cubs will be back tomorrow against the Washington Nationals. We will carry that game for you. Pre-game will start at 5:05 tomorrow. Nat's been playing well lately, and then this weekend, it's the very, very good Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, this is fun, man. The Tigers, who, you know, are the best team in the American League. The Phillies, who lately have been playing like one of the very best, if not the best teams in the National League. So you got those two series after the Nats series.
Yeah, so. And looking around in the National League Central, Brewers have been playing much better lately. They've won 7 in a row. They're getting guys back healthy. The Cardinals are still right there. I'm shocked that they're still there.
I know. I was asked today by a friend of mine who's like, should I, like, how heavy should I bet on the Cubs and the Tigers to win their respective divisions? And I said, well, the Cubs are definitely going to win their division. The Tigers, well, maybe they could get battled by Minnesota. He's like, what? The Cubs can definitely? He's like, what? I said, I don't believe in the Cardinals. I still, Lawrence, I'm there with you. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it. Do you believe that the Brewers can get healthy enough to contend?
I don't think they have enough. I don't think they have enough. The way that this Cubs team is playing, because in the past you've been able to say the Brewers are the best, the better, cleaner team. And I don't think that's necessarily true anymore. I feel like the Cubs play well and they play clean and they got a lot more and they're going to be super aggressive if they need to be.
I think the Tigers are clearly the best team in the American League Central. And I love Bobby Witt Jr. I know that Kansas City's getting ready to call up
Jack Kelly.
Yeah, so I know that they still got more guys that are coming up, but to me, Detroit's got everything.
Yeah.
They've got an ace at the top of their rotation. They have a strong lineup. They have, you know, El Mago is back. They're playing good defense. They have a great manager.
Got a real good manager.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy that they can win the AL Central. But back to the NL Central.
No, but the thing about the Tigers is like they know it's a win now moment. They're going to get aggressive if they need to be, you know, if they see anything going on.
So this schedule that the Cubs are on now, where Craig Counsell pointed it out to us, there's a lot of games to be played. There's not a lot of off days. The only off day is the 16th.
So he referenced it yesterday in pregame that he's going to start resting guys. And you're going to start seeing, you're going to be noticing, oh, that's interesting.
A day off for Dansby Swanson.
Dansby is not at a day off yet. Neither is Pete Crow Armstrong.
And you have to tackle him to get him to take a day off.
And neither is Kyle Tucker. All three of those guys. None of them have missed a game.
I imagine that Kyle might get a day off tomorrow.
Might get tomorrow after the barrage of little injuries.
And the ring finger stuff. And that's always scary when you're talking about someone that is so intuitive as a hitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bruce said this morning that like they almost got him x-rays on Saturday. And then they said, no, he can play on Sunday. And then Sunday he got, you know, the helmet down to his face. It looked bad. He's like, yeah, it looks worse than it is. And he also jammed the ring finger. So he's got like a bunch of little things. But that's like that's the kind of stuff that happens for a baseball player. But I hadn't realized that till Bruce referenced it this morning. PCA, Dansby, and Tucker. None of the three have missed a single game so far. 59 games played. And then Bush, Nico, and Seiya have all played in 55. So that's six of your regulars who've played almost all the time.
Let me ask you this question before you give the line of demarcation, Matt Spiegel. You're Mr. Baseball. You're Abner Triple Day. You host Hit and Run here at The Score. I've been trying to figure out the chance at Wrigley for PCA. Are they going to morph into... Is it going to stay PCA?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to morph into MVP or MVP'd?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of varieties of that, like MVP. Now, PCA is just too direct. It's not going to morph into anything with more regularity. Like, if you're thinking about, like, what's going to be the standard, the PCA chant will be standard.
It's just that, like, you know, he has an argument, like a really good one, for National League MVP through 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
So will that turn into a... People start saying that about him as he comes up to the dish once we get to August and September.
Maybe,
will that become a thing?
Maybe PCA MVP, do both of them.
You could do like a left field, right field thing with that?
Yeah, you could. You see, he always turns and like says hello to his outfield people. You notice in that, like when he doubles, like when he doubled, I forget what it was. He turns around and he's like, what's up? Like says, hello. Yeah,
like, y'all know what
you.
It is,
you guys.
PCA,
my people. Yeah, man. There's a very special relationship happening right there with that dude. So I'm just going with councils. 26 games in 27 days. So June 29th, when they finish that series at Houston. That'll be 26 more games in the books.
And you will have played the Brewers and the Cardinals
and Seattle. Who's playing well here? So that homestand in the middle, you've got the Brewers and Seattle, and then you're at St. Louis, at Houston, which is a real team. But it's that, does the roster hold up for an onslaught like this? And can your bench guys, the Vidal Brujans of the world, give you enough and produce enough so you can survive?
I know that this is a question that we should probably play with later on in the week, especially since we need to take a break. But here's an assignment I have for you.
Okay.
I want you to start thinking about what they need, because now we're in the portion of the schedule that front office people talk about all the time, where it's first 60 games is you're figuring out what you need. Second 60 games is getting what you need. And then you let them play the last 42. So I want for a project for later on this week. Start thinking about how the Cubs could be better.
I have a thought. I have an immediate thought, but I will flesh it out for later in the week for our conversation.
Not a problem. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've heard a lot about Caleb, and now we can get ourselves onto the field a little bit more and into the classroom a little bit more with Caleb. You guys, while I was gone, you guys broke down like work ethic stuff.
It's just that now the noise can be a little bit behind us. So I want to get your thoughts on it. That's why I want to come back today, because the dynamic that we're looking at here and what the rest of the offseason truly is about.
Tanny threw something on to the group thread that I'm like, I didn't hear that, and I want to hear it about Caleb. So we'll play that. We'll talk about it next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.